Welcome to our episode of Temi Fuse TV podcast. On this channel, I will be zeroing in on the importance of confidence from my experience as a mindset coach, while using examples in today's topics based on real people's social and personal issues. Hello, I am Tammy Fuse, and I am a life, mindset, and business coach. I may break the rules, but I get the best results. Now, when I say break the rules, I'm not talking serial killer or cannibal, for example. I'm talking about breaking the social constraints of society, meaning breaking the norms and expectations. Although I am a woman, yet I have a deep voice and masculine mannerisms. So some people can't deal with that, but who cares? I'm looking for my tribe, my unique community. Let me get this off my chest. I hate this term, but I am what society would categorize as an African American in America. Yet I have never been to Africa. I prefer to be called Black with a capital B. If you must categorize me by the so-called term race, just know that all humans on this earth are 99.9% identical in genetic makeup. This means that race is a social construct made by society. Know that. Even though I care about the social issues of all races, you may find that I may talk a little more about Black issues because of the negative statistics that Black people face worldwide. Yet I wear blonde hair. I'm okay with it. Some people think it's wrong. I'm also a rule breaker because I think that I have what it takes to become a giant in any industry, despite these statistics. I would not allow myself to follow the mold that society has set before me, and I'm leading others with me. Do you want to join me? I am not a copy and paste of this society, which means that although I am a Black woman, I don't twerk, I have a flat derriere, and I hate R&B music because it's cheesy and cringe. There's nothing wrong with twerking, having a big butt, and liking R&B music or vice versa. It's just not for me. On the same note of R&B music, I think Keith Sweat should be put behind bars next because his cheesy cringe music destroyed my childhood. Just kidding. Okay, if I had to reference a character in a movie so that you would get a better feel of my personality, I would have to say that I would be more like a female Sosa on the film Scarface. That's because I understand one principle in life. To make big moves, you must make some people uncomfortable, which involves breaking the rules, okay? I'm here because I want to find my tribe that is comfortable with being uncomfortable, to build a great, supportive community to improve each other's well-being and lives. I enjoy being a coach, and that's why I have been coaching for 15 years. I might break some of the rules, but I get things done with top quality results. My coaching journey all began in 2002 as a side business. I coach entrepreneurs into making $200 an hour out of high school, and I took a percentage of their profits. Then I joined the Army for a while. After that, I started my career as a nursing assistant because of the enormous demand in nursing. I began working at a local hospital in Southwest Michigan. After working there for a while, I got pulled into health coaching. I wanted to help some of my patients on a deeper level because I began to see patterns in my patients' habits that increase their mortality rates or the overall outcome of their health. The people's health is the real wealth of the people. So that is one of the reasons why I became a health coach. And I was significantly overweight at the time. So I got down from 230 pounds to 140 pounds to motivate my clients by being an example. I wanted to do more. So I enrolled in the local junior college, which was Lake Michigan College, to pursue my nursing degree. However, I was met with systematic racism. The irony was that although the college was in a black city, they made it nearly impossible for black students to get into the nursing program. I had no problem getting good grades as I have graduated from high school with honors, yet certain instructors in the college would replace my A's with B's to help their white students get into the nursing program. I got denied repeatedly because of 1B, and I watched white girls get into the program with straight A's while not knowing what the acronym ADA stood for in nursing. It was unbelievable, and I had to end my educational journey in nursing and return as a nursing assistant at the local hospital because I could not afford to take classes repeatedly. The levels of racism in the so-called Twin Cities, Benton Harbor, and St. Joseph in southwestern Michigan are so systematic that it's almost cartoonish, like an episode on The Simpsons. St. Joseph is around 95% white, with beautiful neighborhoods and sidewalks, breathtaking landscapes and landmarks, clean water, and excellent schools. Then you have Benton Harbor, which is 95% black on the other side of the bridge that is falling apart with broken or non-existing sidewalks, trash, pollution, dilapidated houses, lead water, and run-down, underserved, and underfunded schools. As a nursing assistant, I regularly encountered people from my community, Benton Harbor, connecting me with them on a human level. And because of that, I began to notice patterns. I noticed that many of them had fixed mindsets, stemming from the belief that they did not matter, and there was no hope for them to chase their dreams. And this type of mindset greatly affected their ability to care for themselves, follow medical advice, or even heal. Let me emphasize this to you. Your mind, your mindset is your most potent weapon in this hostile world. Are you going to use it against you or for you? Yet many of us work against ourselves, and we are not aware of it. That is why I am here to help as many people as possible, including you. overcome challenges, to remain resilient during the changes in the social environment, and live the best versions of your lives. After doing so many one-on-one coaching sessions during this pandemic, I have concluded that there is a significant lack of confidence emerging in the world. And this is like on an emergency level. And as a result, I am thinking of pre-selling an online 11-week program to test out on a group of participants. This confidence course is not some random stuff that was put together. These are highly effective, proven strategies that provided lots of past one-on-one clients' results. One secret I would like to add is that this course is approved by a great celebrity in Atlanta. She got one-on-one coaching from me as she needed a major confidence boost brought on by the pandemic. Her confidence heavily influenced her brand as an artist. She revived her brand and she finally felt like she was enough to work with sponsors confidently. Before, she had always shied away from sponsors because she did not feel she could pull off promoting giant corporate products and services. And of course, I can't release her name due to non-disclosure agreements. However, I do enjoy reading and hearing about her testimonial and all my other clients' results through the testimonials that they send me. These testimonials have boosted my confidence even more as I am putting together an online talk show coming soon called Tammy Fuse TV that will be made available on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. This show will motivate and inspire others to want to live their best lives by discussing the personal and social issues of real people. I will also be using these platforms and others to finally find and connect with my tribe since I moved entirely online since this pandemic hit. So stay tuned. I know that my tribe is out there. I will find you and you guys rock. I'm closing this podcast for now. If you want to make this confidence course available to you, message me confidence course on Cash App. And my Cash App tag is $TammyFuse, TammyFuse. There is a $1 minimum and a 50 character limit. So keep that in mind if you have a lot to say, okay? Stay tuned for the next episode.